When you give to WSHU, you support cultural expression, celebrate the arts and artists, and make this music accessible to everyone from all walks of life. It's something that we all need right now. I'm WSHU music host Emily Boyer, and we can't say it enough. Thank you for all you do for this community with your contributions. Just like the arts, your support is life-changing. We're expanding our world together.
This is WSHU's After All Things, with daily news and culture updates from around the Long Island Sound. New York senators want to save small businesses from tariffs. Connecticut Republicans want to block the sale of Aquarian water. Plus, calls are surging at the CT hotline that connects people with housing and social services. Those stories and more are ahead. I'm Molly Ingram, in for Sabrina Garone. U.S. Senators Kirsten Gillibrand and Chuck Schumer of New York are co-sponsoring a bill to exempt small businesses from President Trump's tariff policies. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio has more.
The legislation creates a special exemption for small businesses that import goods from overseas. Gillibrand says the exemption will shield small businesses from the 10% blanket tariff Trump announced last month, after the U.S. Supreme Court invalidated the tariffs he enacted in 2025.
And he has since pledged to increase it to 15%. That means even higher prices for everyday goods hitting working families and small businesses where it hurts.
The bill would also refund small businesses for tariffs they've already paid. Gillibrand says small business owners can't accurately plan ahead due to economic uncertainty created by the tariffs. It's not clear yet how the legislation will fare in the Republican-controlled Senate. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
Connecticut Republicans want to pass an emergency bill to block Eversource from selling the Aquarian Water Company to a quasi-public company. Aaron Pellegrini reports.
State Senators Stephen Harding and Ryan Fazio want to change the language of an existing bill to keep Aquarian from becoming a public company. Eversource wants to sell Aquarian to the South Central Connecticut Regional Water Authority. Critics say that would take the water company out from under state oversight and could double water rates. Last year, state energy regulators rejected the scale, but a judge ordered them to reconsider. Regulators gave the deal thumbs up last week. Harding and Fazio said they want the modified bill to pass in the Senate and House before regulators' final decision at the end of March. Aaron Pellegrini, WSHU News.
Calls are surging at unprecedented levels to the Connecticut hotline meant to connect people with housing and other social services. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports.
The United Way of Connecticut runs the 211 hotline. They say more than 250,000 people called in the last year looking for help not only with housing but food and medical care. Lisa Tepper-Bates is with the United Way of Connecticut.
We are seeing more calls because more people are in need. Looking for energy assistance, looking for a food pantry, looking for help to identify baby formula or diapers at a cost they can afford or for free because people are struggling.
Earlier this year, the Lamont administration put $2.6 million towards strengthening the 211 service. The United Way says about 80,000 households in Connecticut have fallen into a state of financial hardship since 2019. In that time, they say the number of 211 calls has quadrupled. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
Residents at the Long Island State Veterans Home can now see the world without ever having to leave the facility. That story is coming soon.
The news is like the first draft of history. You don't know the whole truth right away. But because you support WSHU with your donations, we'll be back tomorrow and next week and next month, always to bring you the facts on all the important stories. I'm WSHU senior political reporter, Ebon Udama. We're your source for trusted news. Thank you for listening and supporting WSHU Public Radio. We're expanding our world together.
Connecticut election officials have closed an absentee ballot case involving a supporter of former Bridgeport mayoral candidate John Gomes. Investigators say the woman improperly distributed absentee ballot applications during the city's 2023 mayoral race. The Election Commission says she corrected the error by filing the required paperwork. The Connecticut Department of Transportation is considering allowing the state to buy diesel transit buses. State leaders say supply chain problems and battery reliability issues have slowed efforts to expand the electric bus fleet. They say allowing diesel or hybrid buses could help maintain reliable service while the state transitions to electric vehicles. About 800 dead birds were found in a wooded area of Suffolk County, prompting an investigation by environmental officials. Authorities say the birds were found clustered in one location, and samples are being tested to determine the cause of death. Officials say there is currently no evidence of a threat to public health. A West Babylon school bus driver has been arrested and charged with allegedly molesting children over a span of nearly two decades. Police say the alleged abuse dates back about 20 years and may involve multiple victims. Authorities are asking anyone with additional information to contact investigators as the case continues to unfold. Residents at the Long Island State Veterans Home can now see the world without ever having to leave the facility. Through virtual reality therapy, veterans can visit outer space or watch the Northern Lights. This technology does more than entertain. It can also help manage stress, chronic pain, and post-traumatic stress disorder. WSHU's Michelle Grisales reports.
Jonathan Spear is the deputy director at the home in Stony Brook. He says that therapy helps residents without any medication.
When people are sad and depressed, we're not just giving them a pill. We're trying to figure out what's the reasoning behind it and can we alter their sense of reality and bring them to a place that puts them in a better frame of mind.
The therapy offers over 1,000 options, like going to Italy, meditation, and even archery. Veterans can use it alone or with a group. Spear says the goal is for residents to experience their happy place.
So it's just really, truly more an immersive experience that we're able to customize for each resident. You know, we like to say we try to find your happy place. My happy place could be on a beach in the Turks and Caicos. Your happy place may be, you know, in New York City. But we're able to customize that using this technology.
Some residents view the therapy as an escape. Tom O'Donnell has lived at the home for over 2 years. He served in the U.S. Army during the Korean War. O'Donnell says he wishes he could participate in physical activities outside the facility, but the virtual reality is the next best alternative. From his wheelchair, O'Donnell has skydived and traveled to the Main Street of America, also known as Route 66.
Those are things that make me feel good, make me feel more relaxed and more willing to, you know, to put up with things the way they are.
The program is tailored to residents' needs. Sessions are offered multiple times a week, and staff can adjust the schedules when residents experience emotional distress. Some VR destinations are interactive, with virtual characters that speak in real time to let veterans be truly part of the adventure. On-screen narration and subtitles guide the residents and share historical details. Chris Brickler is the CEO of Mind Immersive, the company that developed the program. He says he recognized the potential for VR in healthcare through his grandfather's experience with dementia.
So there's a real powerful component to this technology that lifts people out of their four walls into a completely different environment, and they're willing to do things in those environments, and that's great for the health of veterans.
With VR therapy, veterans at the home discover new ways to stay active, engaged, and connected. Brickler says the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs now prescribes VR treatment to veterans suffering from anxiety, chronic pain, cognitive decline, or depression.
In our work with the VA, they used Mind in 9 different VA medical centers across Pennsylvania. And what they found is that it helped reduce pain, it helped reduce anxiety, it helped reduce stress, and they did this all on clinical scales.
This form of therapy is now used across the country and transforms care for those who served. Michelle Grisales, WSHU News.
For the news you trust and music you love, listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org or with our free WSHU app. I'm Molly Ingram, and for Sabrina Garone, another beautiful day out there today. I hope it's been good to you. Talk to you tomorrow.